I'll go through the restroom and run. I have it. Just go through the restroom.
Was that David David Applebaum?
Arnie Barkatz. Chaim Bloom. Joseph Brim. Ari Brown. Joshua Daniels. Yitzchak Behan. Eitan Drazen. Yehuda Furman, Benjamin Friedman, Benji Friedman, you around? Yonah Ganshaw, Ari Gatato, Nesson Chafetz, is he in the chair? Nesson Chafetz.
He switched
like
a year ago.
Is he in the chair? Somebody should have left the office now. Yonah Chaimovici. Am I saying it right? How do you say it?
Chaimovich.
Chaimovich? Yonah Chaimovich. Okay, Alberto Arari. Jordan Hirschfeld. Elior Holzer. Mendel Jacobson. Yonah Kaddish. Benjamin Katz. Daniel Kurtz. What? Oh, he went to get the stand there. Jacob Melman. Sam, oh, is he in the gym? Sam Miadevni? Rest in that. Okay, Idan Pinchot. That, am I saying it?
Yeah.
Leonard Rubin. Yoni Saknovitz, Alexander Schlesinger, David Schmidt, Jonathan Seltzer, is he around today? Elias Spivak, Moshe Weinrib, Elliot Werner, Elliot Werner, Yudley Wichner, Ben Berkland, Benji. Binyamin, Benji Binyamin. It's like redundant, though. And Josh Reagan. Anybody I'm missing? Okay. Actually, I wanted to revisit a little bit the Rosh and the Rif, where we go back to Eglah Meshech and Sukkarin, because I had some new thoughts about it. So, I start like this, the Rosh and Siman Beis. The Rosh asks on the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Gemara, Rabbi asked the Rosh, what's going on? If Kaifi Gufa, Kaifi Lav Kufa, if Kaifi Gufa, you should be Chayim Nesach Shalom, but serves. If Kaifi Lav Kufa, you shouldn't be Chayim at all. So the Gemara says, La'olam Kaifi Kufa, but Hilchas Gemiri lo that it's Chatzin Nezer. So the Rosh asks, why does the Gemara come down La'olam Kaifi Kagufa? And the Hilchas takes it down. Why didn't it say the other way around? La'olam Kaifi Lav Kagufa, and the Hilchas takes it up. Anyways. So the Rosh answers that it was Pshitalei, it was Pasha to the Gemara, that the Hilchas is coming L'Groya. Ilchus is coming to reduce the tashlum and not the, from what it otherwise would be, and not to make it more. So therefore, it was partially the Gemara. If there's a Ilchus, the Ilchus is the Groya. So without the Ilchus, there will be Nezek Sholem. Ilchus is Megareya down to Chatzi Nezek. And he says an analogy. You see, by Sukkah, you have a Ilchus of Shlishis Tefach. And the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Ilchus is coming to being the Megareya. The Drosha of Pesukah is already told me three full Tefanas. Comes along the Ilchus and it's Megareya from the third Dovah. So you see that the Hilchus comes L'Gareya. So here also the Hilchus comes L'Gareya and not to be Maisif. That's why the Gemara comes down Kodichai Kegufay. If Kodichai would be Lav Kegufay, the Hilchus will be Maisif. Where held, the Hilchus has to be L'Gareya. At Kan L'Rosh. Now L'Chaira, if that's the case, that's how the Rosh learns Hagemara. So from this Gemara itself is a kasha on the Rif. Because the Rif says in the first parak that Hilchasa Gemira lo demamainu chatzin ezek tzoris, he reads the Gemara Hilchasa Gemira lo demamainu, that the halacha Moshe Mesinai includes the idea that tzoris is memainu and not knas. Kilu, without that content in the Hilchasa, if the Hilchasa would have just said chatzin ezek, but it would not have included the idea of memainu, I might have thought that maybe Chatzin Ezek is Knas. So I need the Hilchasa to tell me, inside the Hilchasa, it has to say, has to carry around the sign, that it's Memoino, this Hilchasa. Why would I think that it's a Knas? If the Hilchasa is coming L'Groya, really, Koyches Kibufin should be Nezek Sholem. And the Hilchasa is only coming L'Hokel to M'Groya down to Chatzin Ezek, so why would that be a Knas? That should be Mona. That's always the way we look at it. You see by the Gemara, by Palga Nisko, by Karen. Where is the machlokes of Palga Niska Knosso or Palga Niska Memoino? And it's Mavu in the Gemara. What does it depend on? Well, it depends on what would have been without the special. What would I have expected that the halacha to be? If Stam Shorim Bishbecheska Shimur Kaimi, and I would have expected him to be Potel Legamre, so then the Chatzin Ezek is a Knas. If Stam Shorim Labbecheska Shimur Kaimi, and I would expect him to be Chayev, I would expect him to be Chayev altogether, so then, and the Torah is being Mekel, that he only, but Karen is only Chatzin Ezek, so then Chatzin Ezek is Mamun. So al derech zeh, if Koyche is Kegufoy, and by rights we should expect him to be Chayim Nezek Sholem, and the Hilchas is coming L'Guraya, so then it's Memoino. If the Torah is Chas Rachmona, the Torah is reducing down, really you should be Chayim Nezek Sholem. The Torah says, no, you don't have to pay the full, you only have to pay half. But the half that you have to pay is Al Koyche Kegufoy, the half that you should have to pay. But going back to Karen for a second, what's the idea? If really by rights, Stam Shorim Lav Beches Kashim Mekayim Inshi Bichayim Nezek Sholem, so even the Torah gave you off half, but the half that you have to pay is the half that you would have expected to pay, and that's Memoino. Whereas if Stam Shorim Beches Kashim Mekayim, your rights shouldn't have to pay at all, so then the half that you have to pay is some kind of chiddush that we're adding on you that you really shouldn't be expecting, then that's already a knas. Well, if Koychei Kegufoi, really, and by rights you should be Chayim Nezek Sholem, and the Hilchasa knocks off 50%, but the 50% that remains is Memoino. So I don't need a special, you know, I don't need the Torah to make it, I don't need the Hilchasa to make it explicit that it's Memoino. Of course it's Memoino. Why shouldn't it be Memoino? You should be paying Nezek Sholem altogether. So we gave you 50%, but the 50% that you pay should be Memoino. So Chayra, the way the Rosh reads Agamara, from Agamara is a Kasha on the Rif. And B'pshutoi, that's the kasha that the Rosh asks on the Rif. The Gemara over there, the Rosh over there in that base, Taka asks on the Rif. L'chayr, this is the question that he's asking on the Rif. Hagam, that the Lashon of the Rosh over there is not so glat. That's one of the things I want to address today, because when the Rosh asks on the Rif, he doesn't ask on the Rif that Koycha is Kegufay. Rif, why do you need a halacha that B'mayinu Koycha is Kegufay? He doesn't say that exactly. He says, why do you need a halacha that it's B'mayinu? Why do we need a halacha, a Hilchasa? That Tzoris is Memoino. Of course it's Memoino. It's Regel. That's a little bit, that's not exactly this question that I'm asking. It's not so clear what does the Rosh mean with that? Maybe that's what it means. So it's Regel. Like it's no different than any other Regel. Maybe that's what it means. Meaning it's an ordinary Regel because still, the Lashon of the Rosh, he should have asked the question the way I'm asking it. Based on the Rosh by us. That he reads in Agamara, Koyche Kegufa in the Hilchasa, Kim then Pshito to the Gemara that the Hilchus is Lagraya, and he should have asked on the Rif Mikoyach Agamar. And he should have asked it Bezeh Haloshin. The Rif, why do you need Hilchus that Memoino? Of course it's Memoino. Koyche Kegufay, and the Hilchus is only Lagraya. Not exactly the Nusach that the Rosh used in his Kasha on the Rif. The Rosh's Kasha on the Rif is it's Keret, it's Regal. The Hilchus is Regal, so of course it's Memoino. You know, if I only had that Rosh, I would think that maybe he means like Rashi in Ksuvus, that the Hilchasa of Tzoris says that Tzoris is always regal, like Rashi in Daf Ches. You know, Tzoris, the Torah signed it to regal, even if it looks like Shane. No, the Torah signed it to regal. So therefore it has to be Memoino, because regal is Memoino. That's a little bit what the Rosh in Daf Beis sounds like, but that's what he's asking on the Rif. This is a better Kasha. And also, that's not really a Kasha on the Rif. If the Rosh was asking on the Rif, why do we need a Hilchasa that's Memoino? There's already a Hilchasa that is Regal. So I don't think that's a Kasha in the Rif. Maybe that's what the Rif meant. There's a Hilchasa that is Regal, and Regal is Memoino. Like Rashi says in Daf Memalek. The Rif is just paraphrasing Gemara The Rif, after all, is just paraphrasing the Gemara of Suvas Daf Mem Aleph. It's Gemara also in Tezvav and Beis, same Gemara. And Rashi, and the Rif read the Gemara without a comma. Hilchso Gemirilo de Memoinu. The Rosh read the Gemara with the comma. Hilchso Gemirilo de Memoinu, and therefore the Tana didn't want it, it was like Sikla. But the Rif read the Gemara without a comma. Well, Rashi over there also reads the Gemara without a comma. Hilchso Gemirilo de Memoinu. So that's exactly like the Rif. The Rif is just quoting the Gemara. Rashi, and the Rif has the Gemara without the comma. Rashi also has the Gemara without the comma. And yet Rashi himself in Suvas, who reads the Gemara, what's the Hilchasa de Memoinu? Because the Hilchasa says that it's regular, nothing else, and regular is Memoinu. So you see that you can read the Gemara just like the Rif, Hilchasa Gemirla de Memoinu, but understand that the Hilchasa Gemirla de Memoinu, the way the Hilchasa runs, is Hilchasa Gemirla, that it's always regular, and it's never Shane, it's never Karen, it's never anything else, and the Nail is Memoinu. So maybe that's what the Rif meant too. The Rif is calling the Gemara. So what does the Rosh want from the Rif? Peretz says that's probably not what he's asking on the Rif. He's asking on the Rif more like what I'm explaining. He's asking on the Rif the whole Lishitosoi that I really can't take a gufoi and Hilchas is only the Graya. No, so then that's the Nusach that the Rosh should have used to ask on the Rif. The Lush of the Rosh on that basis is the Chayra Dachuk the Galosh. Well, what's the Rif going to do with Agamar? This already I spoke through yesterday. What's the Rif? What exactly is the Rif going to do with Agamar? It says in Agamar, the Rosh is right. It says in Agamar that really Koyche is Kegufa, Yeshivachayim Nesek Sholem, the Hilchas is only Legraya. It says in Agamar, La'olam Koyche Kegufa, but there's a Hilchas that you don't have to Chatzin Nesek. So if Koyche is Kegufoi and the Hilchas is only Legraya, so then of course it's Memoino. So why do we need a Hilchas that it's Memoino? What's the Rif? Whether that is the Rosh's Kash on the Rif, whether that's not the Rosh's Kash on the Rif. Let's say that's the Rosh's Kash on the Rif. But either way, what's the Rif do with that? It is a Kasha. So and it's certainly the question that the Rosh ought to be asking on the Rif. So what is the Rif going to do with Agama? So this we spoke through yesterday. What did we say yesterday? Anybody? How does the Rif explain Agama? Right, the Rif will learn the Pshat the Gemara is that's good for the Shaila Gemara. If Koyche is Kigufoi, I mean, the Gemara is asking is Koyche Gufi Shvayim Nezek Sholem. If it's Lav Kigufi, it should be Potter and Gansen. So the Gemara answers, though the Gemara could maybe have said that Koyche is Lav Kigufoi and it should really be Potter, and there's a Hilchas Gemira that you chayev half anyway. But then Chatzin Nezek would be what? It would be a Knas. But the Hilchas tells me that it's not a Knas, it's Memoino. That's how the Gemara knows that's exactly how the Gemara knows the Koyche Kegufa. Okay, because Hilchas Gemira the Memoino, that's how we know the Koyche must be Kegufa and the Loch is the Groy and not Lohais. If that's the case, so then it's Taka Shoot. This I asked yesterday. So what does the Rosh want from the Rif? What's Taka the Rosh asking on the Rif? We have here, this is very simple pshat in the Rif. What is the Rosh? If you put the two Roshes together, it's very strange. The Rosh by us asks, how does the Gemara know? Koyche Kegufa, maybe Koyche Laf Kegufa. And Halacha is being Meisif. So he has to invent a new principle, no, the Gemara knows, Pshitulei, that Halacha is Legraya. Then the Rosh in that base, he asks on the Rif, why don't we need a Hilchas of the Memoinu? Of course it's Memoinu, after all, the Halacha is Legraya. I mean, in effect, that's what he's asking. Look, it doesn't seem to be exactly his loss. So he should have answered the obvious answer. Put the two Rosh together, and one Rosh, one will answer the other. I mean, he should have put the two things together and say, you know what, la'olam, the Hilchas is not necessarily Legraya. Forget what I said on Daf Yutes. Maybe the Halacha is not necessarily Legraya, and there has been no Koyche Kegufay, exactly what we said on behalf of the Rif. Like, why couldn't the Rosh figure this out? The Rosh himself, after all, by Agamar, the Rosh was bothered. How does the Gemara know Koyche Kegufa? So he has to come up with a new principle. Kimle, Pshitle, the Halach is the Graya. The Rosh in that base has a riff that says that Hilchas, that we read the Gemara, Hilchas of Gemirlin Mamainu. And he says, why do I need a Hilchas of Gemirlin Mamainu? Of course it's Mamainu, because Halach is the Graya. You're only asking on the Rif because you invented this principle on Daf Yutes. Don't invent this principle on Daf Yutes. Learn Agamara that there's no such principle, and then the Rif is very good. Hilchus, I need a Hilchus and then it's Mimoinu, and that's how I know the Kreitik Gufa. So it's very Gishmak on the Rif, but then it becomes a Kasha on the Rosh. That's really a problem that we that I was left with yesterday. With me so far. The emes is the Rosh and Daf Yutes also needs a hesper. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, "How does it know koycha kegufa? Maybe koycha laf kegufa. How do you know koycha kegufa in aloches legroya? Maybe koycha laf kegufa in aloches lahisif." So he says, "Pshitulei that the aloches legroya." What is that? That's a klal in all the shas. That halach lemoshim we seen as there was lahakol and the nevel achne. No, it's a very novel thing. I don't have to go through looking through shas, but this never a hilchasid that's coming lahisif. Some pshitulei we this like a rule halachah l'moshe m'sinai halachah l'moshe m'sinai is arroz l'groya arroz l'hokal and never l'achmen. And moreover, he brings a proof from the Gemara in Sukkah. But the Gemara says that the hilchus of shlishis tefach is migareya from the third day.
In the Mikdash, is not only one day.
The halachah Moshe said what?
Says that I should do a rabba all 7 days.
Yeah, right. You have there the parallel there. The halachah is Moshef. And in Sukkot itself, he brings a raya from Shlishis Tefach, because there you see the halachah is the halachah is megareya. The Pesukim would have told me three times, because Pesukim is with the Ksiv and the Kri. It comes out. Those were here last year. Well, we should remember. So the halachah there is legareya. If you take a look at the Gemara in Sukkah, then Davov, that's not the only opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara has other opinions that the halacha actually is coming to be Maisif. There may be besukas. Gemara has the Rav Shimon that there's really four tefachos, but the fourth daifin is tefach. So Gemara says my time with Rav Shimon. So Gemara has different mahalka. Well, maybe he really had besukim for four tefachos and the halacha is megareya. Or maybe no. Maybe he also had besukim for three tefachos, but the halacha is lohisif. So this is not like categorical. It seems to be up for grabs. You know, sometimes Gemara says. Could be Sunday. The Gemara there seems to be willing to entertain that the Hilchus of Shlishis Tefach might be Megareya, but it might be Maisif. So what's the big Messiah that the Rosh found in that Gemara? Every halacha, Poshup Shat in that Gemara is that it depends on a particular halacha. Sometimes there's a halacha that's coming with Raya, and sometimes a halacha that's coming with Haisif, and then the Gemara there is done. The particular halacha of Shlishis Tefach, it might be coming Legroya and it might be coming Lahaisif. Probably it probably says in the halacha itself which one it is, and the Gemara there says it has different Lashonis. This particular halacha of Tefach, is it a halacha that's coming Legroya, or is it a halacha that's coming Lahaisif? So what do you see already in that Gemara? All I see in that Gemara is that sometimes Hilchus is a Legroya, and sometimes Hilchus is a Lahaisif. So what's going on? So I thought like this. Let's start like this. The Gemara start with Rava's Sofik. Rava the Sofik is Koyche Kegufa, is Koyche Lav Kegufa. And if Koyche is Lav Kegufa, he should be potter completely. That's Rava's question. If Koyche Kegufa, he should have Nezik Shalom. If Koyche Lav Kegufa, he should be potter completely. So Yesh Lachko, what does it mean? What does Rava mean when he says that Koyche is Lav Kegufa? There's really two ways to understand it. And we've touched on this before, but I want to now put it front and center. What is the meaning of koyche lav kegufa? It could mean koyche lav kegufa could mean that shayris, which is koyche, is not called niskei behemtoy at all. It's not called the mice of his behemoth. Person is chayev for the hezek of his behemoth. Maybe koyche is not called the hezek of his behemoth. Therefore, it doesn't go into niskei. Your person's chayev on niskei behemtoy, niskei memaynoy, nezek that his mammon causes. Maybe koyche is not called nezek that his mammon causes, since it's had to remove. It's not called niskei mem, niskei memaynoy. That's one way to understand, and that's why the word thinks you should be potter. Maybe that's the poshut shan gemara. But there's another way to understand the gemara. That the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not called. This is the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not a mice of his behemoth. A mice of behemoth out of this. The Gemara just means, but it's not regal. The Torah said arba ovis. It's more than arba ovis. The Torah said specific ovis. There's regal, there's shein, there's keren, there's bor, there's eish, there's specific ovis. And in order to be chayiv, you have to be one of those ovis. Koichai, if koichai is kigufai, then koichai is regal. That's called regal. It doesn't matter what the regal hits directly, or what the regal hits through the koich of the regal. Lezano koichim regal. So then it's chayiv nezik shalom, because it's regal. On the other hand, if koichai lav kigufai, so it may be a mice of his behema, but it's not regal, because it's not the tzur of regal. Not the tzur is hamazik of regal. Now regal doesn't have to be with the sfut. We have told us the regal also, but they're all gufa, they're not koichai. So that's told us. But here it's so far, it's koichai, maybe that's not the tzur is hamazik of regal. And therefore the Gemara says you should be potter because it's not any of the ovis. It's not shein because there's no hanot. It's not karen because it's not kavanos of the hazik. It's not eish because it's not koichai chamur, but it's not bor because it's not chiles asiosu lenezik. And it's not regal because it doesn't have the tzur is hamazik of regal. I mean, B'chalim doesn't have the source of masik of any of the Niskei Shor because it's Koichai, it's not Shor. And therefore it should be potter, because that doesn't fit into any of the categories that we have.
Is there a nafkin?
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a big nafkin. Nafkin is going to be for the Rosh and the Rif, but meanwhile, where did this is not my invention, this pshat. Who said such a pshat in the Gemara? Baruch Ber, B'Shem Baruch Chaim. Baruch Ber said, that was the story I told you, there were Nachas Dov, and Esther Baruch Ber, how can we have it sad that it's Koichi Laf Kegufay? In Kol HaTorah Kula, Koichi is Kegufay, by Reitzeach, Koichi is Kegufay. Person kills with the Benoshel HaBarzal Mereitz, it's called the Reitzeach. It's called Adam HaMa'atz, he's called the Reitzeach. So why should Koichi not be called the Niskei Behemtoi? So Baruch Ber answered, based on Rav Chaim, that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not Niskei Behemtoi. The Gemara means that it's not Regal. Because it's not the Tzur Samazik of Regal. Yes, Rav Chaim, Rav Baruch Ber, based on Rav Chaim, I still don't remember how much of Chaim said, how much of Baruch Besa. We'll call it Baruch Besa, meanwhile, we'll err on the side of Russia. So, that's how Baruch Besa learned the Gemara. But I'm saying, but it's not the only way to learn the Gemara. You could learn the Gemara, the Gemara is saying, maybe it's Takanat Niski Behemti. I want to do with Nachas Dov, it's Kasha, learn that. But, Be'etzim, both Pshotim and the Gemara are available. You could learn Koyche Lav Gufa means that you should be Potter, that it's not Niski Behemti at all, therefore you should be Potter. You could learn Koichai Lav Kegufay means that it may be Niskei Behemtoi, but it's not any of the others that we recognize, and therefore you should be potter. There is a big nafkin. Let's say the Gemara would have come down that Koichai is Lav Kegufay, but the Hilchos is coming Lahais. Now, that's not how the Gemara comes down. But had the Gemara said, "La'olam koichai lav kegufay," but there's a hilchas of gemira l'letzaris is chayav chatzin nezek. So what exactly would that mean? If koichai lav kegufay means that it's not niskei behemte at all, it's not called niskei memayna, it's not niskei behemte. It's not something that you should be chayav for. And now there'll be a hilchasu that yechayiv chatzin ezer. So that l'chayro would be knas. That would have to be knas. It's something that really by rights you shouldn't be chayiv for. Torah was mechayiv you memoyim chushim rosan alecha. Those are the things Torah was mechayiv you. This is not niskei behemta. So really it's the kind of thing that you shouldn't be chayiv for altogether. Just in principle. And first principles you shouldn't be chayiv for. Nonetheless, the Torah said that yechayiv a little bit, chayiv chatzin ezer. Well, that l'chayra would be a knas, just like Karen Lamanda Omer Stam Shor Becheska Shima Kaimi. So it's not the kind of thing you ought to be chayav for because it's not something that you're supposed to be watching it for. There's no chiv shmirah for that because Stam Shor are not expected to go around goring things. So if the Torah was mechayiv yichatzin ezek, we assume that that's a knas because it's outside of what we would expect. So I'll derech say over here, if koichai lav kegufay means that it's not niskei behemte at all, then if the Torah then comes along and tells me hilchasu that it's chatzin ezek, yeah, that I would really expect to be a knas. If on the other hand, koichai lav kegufay doesn't mean that it's not niskei behemte, but it's niskei behemte. Koichai lav kegufay just means, but it's not regal. So therefore, how can you be chayiv? What are we going to call you? You know, how can tzoris be chayiv? It's not regal, it's not shein. Like, what is it? If it's regal, it'll be nezek sholem. What box should it go into? So then the answer would be hilchas gemiri law, that it's a new box. There's an av of regal. Well, it's not regal because not the tzoris and mazik of regal, and it's not shein, it's not carried. Fine. So we'll give it a new name. It's tzoris, and tzoris is a mazik of neyasma. And that would have been shot in the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says the other way, but I'm saying hypothetically, had the Gemara said Toichei Lav Kigufei, what would it have meant? If Toichei Lav Kigufei merely means Avadis Niske Behemtoi, and the Shmuasan Alecha and so on, but it's not regal, so like where is it coming from? So the answer would be, yeah, it's coming from its own. It doesn't have a pasuk. It has its own, so to speak, pasuk. It has a hilchasa that there's a thing called tzoris. But why would tzoris be? Why would I think that tzoris is knas? Just like regal itself, you know, regal is not. The Torah said regal, so we don't say, well, regal. What is it? It's not eish. It's not bor. It's not karen. It's a new thing. It must be a knas. No, it's a new thing, but it's not. It's a new thing in that it's a new av. It's a new av, but it goes into the pattern of m'moed chushmiros and alecha weitz and sheizik chava masik moment, not knas. So tzoris is, well, tzoris is niske behemta. We just didn't know what box to fit it in because it's kaychel af kegufa. It's not the tzoris of masik of regal. So hilchas of mirulo is that it's a new masik. It's a masik mechudish.
Why
is
chatzin
ezek? Yeah, that's hilchas of mirulo. That's chatzin ezek. Like not like Karen, the mad domer pasim the talgan is kamimai. So I want to suggest that that's taka how the Rosh read the Gemara. Like this, like a Bochber. The Gemara never had a tzad that Koichei Lav Kigufoi means that it's not Niske Behemtoi at all. Of course it's Niske Behemtoi. The Nidan of Koichei Kigufoi or Koichei Lav Kigufoi is that if Koichei Kigufoi then is regal, right? If it's regal, it's Ruchayim Nezik Shalom. And if Koichei Lav Kigufoi is not, it's not regal. And that the Rosh asks, in that context, the Rosh asks, so now, Maskoda, how does the Gemara talk about it? Why does the Gemara come down? That's the Rosh's Kasha and Daf Yutes. Why does the Gemara come down that Koichi is Kigufoi and the Hilchas is Lagroya? Maybe Koichi is Lav Kigufoi and the Hilchas is Lahoysef. So I asked before in the Rosh, why didn't the Rosh answer? And there, what we might say for the Rif, why did the Rosh answer? Of course the halacha has to be legroya, because if the halacha was lahoisif, it would be a knas, and hilchas gemiri lo demamayinu, like the Gemara says in like the Rif read the Gemara. Teretz says, the Rosh feels that that's not going to help. Of course hilchas, even if it will be true that hilchas, even if it will be true that we're going to read the Gemara without a comma, and hilchas gemiri lo demamayinu, that there's a halacha, that Teretz is mammon, that still doesn't tell me anything about whether koichi is kegufoi or koichi is lav kegufoi. Because either way, it's mammon. According to the Rosh read that the Gemara, that the Chakira of Koichei Kigufoi and Koichei Lav Kigufoi is a shayla about whether it's regular or whether it's something else. So the Rosh's question, therefore, the Rosh's question is, the Gemara says that the Gemara's maskana is Koichei Kigufoi, that means Koichei is regal. So this is really regal. And the halachas is coming to me in might and the tashlumin of this kind of regal. Says the Rosh, make a taste. Maybe la'olam koichei lav kigufoi. And tzoris is not regal. Koichei is not regal. And the halachas is coming to be mechadish, a mazik mechudish. It's a whole different take on the Gemara. The Rosh is reading the Gemara, Koichei is Koichei Kegufei, Koichei Lav Kegufei, the Gemara's Maskan is La'olam Koichei Kegufei, and the Halacha is Lagroya, and the Rosh is asking, maybe it's the other way around, Koichei Lav Kegufei, and the Halacha is La'hoisif. The subject that the Rosh is discussing over here is Tzoris regular or is Tzoris something else? If Tzoris is regal, if Koichei is Kegufei, then Tzoris is regal. And then what's the Halacha doing? It's being mimed in the Tashlumen of regal in the particular case of Koichei. If tzoris is lav kegufoi, that means it's not the tzoris hamasik of regal. And then what's the halacha telling me? The halacha is telling me it's a nuchi of tzoris, of chatzin ezek. So So the Rosh's question is, how does the Gemara know? How does the Gemara know that Koichi is Gufay and it's regal, and the Halacha is Legroya? Maybe Koichi is Lavka Gufay and the Halacha is Lahaysif. To which the Rosh answers that it was Pshitalei to the Gemara that the Halacha is coming Legroya. The Rosh didn't mean that there's some rule in general that Halachas are always Lahakal and Halachas aren't Lahachmir. Of course not. There are halachas that are lahachmir and there are halachas that are lahakal. That's not what he meant ever. What the Rosh meant to say is that the Gemara knew that the hilchas of tzoris, the Gemara understood that the hilchas of tzoris is not coming to be mechadish anew mazik. It's only coming to be megarei in the tashlumin of an existing mazik. If koichi had been lav kigufoi, then tzoris would be a new mazik. The hilchas would be mechadish anew mazik. And it was pshita late to the Gemara that the halacha of tzoris, because that's how the Gemara had understood. The Gemara had kimlu, that the hilchus of tzoris is not coming to invent a new mazik. It's coming to megarei in the existing mazik. So if it's coming to be megarei in the existing mazik, then it must be the koichi kagufi, and this is regal. And that's what he brings from the Gemara in Sukkah. He doesn't, not that the Gemara in Sukkah says that Shlishis Tefach, that he sees from there a raya that halachas are always lahakim. From the Gemara in Sukkah, you see that's not true. The Gemara has told him that maybe the Shlishis Tefach is lahaysif. He means to show me a model where you see, Taka, that sometimes there's a Hilchasa, whose purpose is to be Megareya in an existing din. Where do you find such a thing? That we have already a din, and the Halacha of Moshe is coming to be Megareya in it. He says, look, I'll show you an example. Lemanda Omar in Sukkah, that the Hilchasa of Tefach is coming to be Megareya in an existing Doifin. You see, so just such a thing, that there's an existing Doifin that we learn out from a Pasuk. No different than the other Tfanis, and the Hilchasa comes and it's Megareya in it. Yeah, there's another Mount Omer that's not what the Hilchasa of Tefach is. Of course, not all Hilchasas are the same. The Rosh never said that all Hilchasas are cut from the same cloth. But he says, but you see, there's such a thing as a Hilchasa that we were Makabel, that this is a Hilchasa that's coming to be Megareya, that's coming to whittle down an existing Halacha. So he says, Kimlu is Pshitalei to the Gemara, that the Hilchasa of Tzoris, that's the nature of the Hilchas of Tzoris, that it's coming to be Megareya in an existing Av, like the Hilchas of Tefach, Leman Da'omar, that is coming to Megareya, and it's not a Hilchas that's coming to Mechadish and Nuav. That's how the Rosh read the Gemara. And if that's the case, according to the Rosh, it says in this Gemara that Tzoris is not a Mazik Mechadish. This is the Chakira, and this is like one of the central Chakiras here in Tzoris. Is Tzoris a Masik Mechudosh, or is it just a Miert in the Tashlumin of Regal? The Rosh learns that that's the Nidin of Koichi Kegufoy. If Koichi Kegufoy is the Tzoris a Masik of Regal, then the Tzoris is Megarei in Regal. If Koichi will be Lav Kegufoy, then Tzoris will be a new Masik. Well, the Maskar of the Gemara is that it's not a new Masik, it's not a new Av, it's just a Megaroyan in the Tashlumin of Regal. The Rosh says, how does the Gemara know? So he says, Pshitalei, that's all the Halachobi was doing.
If it was a new mazik, would it still be
a Toldo Regal? It might have. Well, there are shitas that it is a new mazik. The Rashi in Lishna Kam holds that it is a new mazik, and the Torah gave it halachas of Regal. Yeah, it could be a Toldo Regal. Yes. Even if it would be a new mazik, it would be a Toldo Regal, because otherwise the Rosh should have answered. The Gemara knew it's not a new mazik, because the Papa says that it's a Toldo Regal, the Gemara in the first part. It could be a Toldo Regal. But then it would be a new mazik that the Torah signed the Dine Regal. Which is a sheet in Rishonim. I mean, or at least it's a sheet in. Well, Chai certainly thought the way anyway. No, I think we'll see that it is a sheet in Rishonim. I mean, it's probably Rashi Nishna Kam. Rashi Nishna Kam has this notion, even if it's Yeshano Lezeko, like Hitl Glolim, but the Hilchasa says that it's regal. But even if it's not regal, how does the Hilchasa say that it's regal? So Chaim said Pshat and Vatch in Rashi, it's the Rami Shittu, that it's a Mazik Mechudish, which the Torah assigned to regal. That's Rashi Ksuvus also. That I don't know that it's Memoino, because the Torah said that it's Regal, and Regal is Memoino.
Cool. It's a very roundabout way for the Gemara to ask what type of
halacha Moshe Mishina is. No, because the Gemara, the Bechati, doesn't know the halacha Moshe Mishina. The Rova is the Sanfer Kashi. He says, I don't understand. Is this Regal or is it not Regal? If it's Regal, then it should be Nezik Shalom. If it's not Regal, then it should be Potter completely, because then it's not anything. So the Gemara answers, no, about it's Regal, but it's halacha Moshe Mishina. That's Megarayash. The Rosh is a thing. Maybe it's a new mazik. So he said, no, new mazik is not on the table. The Gemara knew that there's no hilchus of this mechadish in new mazik. Mimela. That's the Rosh. Now we understand the Rosh when the Rosh asked on the Rif. The Rif said that it's a Hilchas of Miri Ledimimimimimimimimimim. It's a Halachal Moshe Messina that is Mom. So Rosh said, what do you mean Halachal Moshe Messina? Of course it's Mom, it's Regal. So he asked, what is he, what, what's he should ask better. He should ask him Agamara. Agamara, he should ask him the Gemara, the Kachik Gufoy. And the Halachas coming Lagraya. Why does he ask it a different Rosh? He asks, of course it's Mom and it's Regal. That sounds like a different Kasha. It sounds like he's asking, well, it's a special, I don't know, it's Halachal Moshe Messina that has to be Regal. He should have asked in this Gemara. In this Gemara, it says that Koichik Gufa in Halacha is Legraya. That's the question he should be asking. He should be asking on the Rif. Why is he asking this other question? The answer is no. This is the question. It's the same thing. That's what Koichik Gufa means. Koichik Gufa means it's not a Masik Mechudish is Regal. That's exactly the meaning of Koichik Gufa. So that's what the Rosh is asking on the Rif. Bishlumef will be a Masik Mechudish. Bishlumef will be a Masik Mechudish. So then maybe that Masik Mechudish is a Knas. Go no. Maybe for that you would need a hilchasa. But hayois that it says in Agamara that koichay is kegufa is not a masik mechudish, it's just plain ordinary regal. Just a Torah is megarei and tashlumin. So if it's plain ordinary regal, then of course it's memayna. And agarucha, I think when the Rosh says that it's regal, if this is what the Rosh means, I think this is what the Rosh means. The Rosh doesn't mean that it's regal as opposed to it can never be shame. Like we saw in Tosis, you know, Chazir and Oiver is Tzoros of Shame. The Rosh, I think, would agree to that. About he could have Tzoros of Shame. The Rosh just means Tzoros is not a Mazik Mechudish. It's a Chisar, it's a Giroin in the Tashlumin. So therefore, when it's Tzoros of Regal, it's just plain ordinary Regal. It's the Tzoros of Mazik of Regal. Yeah, Tolos HaGolem is the Tzoros of Mazik of Shame, so then it'll be Shame with the Giroin in the Tashlumin of Shame. The Rosh doesn't mean some magical thing that has to be Regal, it can't be any other Av, like Rashi and Daf and Daf Yuches. It can't. That's only makes sense if it's a masik mechudish. The Rosh is not a masik mechudish. It's plain ordinary regal. That's what koichay kegufa means. It's plain ordinary regal. And it's plain ordinary regal because it happens to be regal. It's derech iluchay. Regal tzoris. It's derech iluchay. It's regal. It's koichay of regal. Koichay of shein is shein. Koichay of regal is regal. Koichay of karen is karen. That's gemar lakidem. Koichay of anything is what it is. Koichay is not a shinui in the tzoris amasik. But it happens to be that by Koichi the Torah said a Hilchasa that we're Megarei in the Tashlum. That's the Rosh. He said, what about the Rif? The Rif holds there is a Hilchasa that is. The Rif holds that we need a Hilchasa that is in the Rif. The Rif reads the Gemara in Tzuvas and we learn after as well. Hilchasa Gmiri Lo De Mamayno. We need a Hilchasa Leitz Mamayna. Why do we need a Hilchasa Leitz Mamayna? If it's just plain ordinary regal, Koichi Kegufa, it's plain ordinary regal, so of course it's Mamayna. I think the answer is that the Rif learns that it is a Mazik Mechudish. I think Gemara says Koichi Kegufa, the Rif will learn Koichi Kegufa the other way. That the Shail of Koichi Kegufa, Koichi Laf Kegufa, the way we originally said, Koichi Kegufa, Koichi Laf Kegufa means is it Mamayna Mazik? Is it niske behemta at all? Koichik gufi means that it's niske behemta. Koichik laf gufi means it's bechal not called niske behemta. You shouldn't be chay for it. The maskana gemara is it's niske behemta, but there's a hilchasa that it's a masik mechudish. I has the gemara no, maybe it's really laf gufi and it's not niske behemta. There it is, because if it would be not a masik, if it would be not niske behemta at all, then it would be what? Then it'll be knas and hilchasa gemirul the mamainu, the way we said originally in the Rif. The oifen that comes out that ultimately the machlekes, the Rosh and the Rif, is how to understand Agamara. The Rosh understood Agamara that koichay kegufay means it's mamish niske regal. It's not a masik mechudish, it's just regal, because it's the tzuris hamasik of regal. That's what koichay kegufay means. And how does the Gemara know? Maybe it's a masik mechudish, maybe koichay laf kegufay is a masik mechudish. That's the Rosh and daf yates. Pshitulay that the hilchas is not coming to be mechadish and new masik. So therefore the Rosh learns that shoyeris is ordinary regal. That's his kashan, that base. So what do you need a hilchas leitis mamayna? If it's regal, of course it's mamon. Regal is mamon. The Rif read the Gemara that the Gemara is not being done as it regular or is it not regular. But it's not regular. The hilchas is a mazik mechudish. The shaila is it niske behemtoy? And Rava didn't know about the hilchas and he said, is it niske behemtoy? You should be chayiv. If it's not niske behemtoy, you shouldn't be chayiv. To which the Gemara answers, la'olam, it's niske behemtoy. And you really should be chayiv. But the Torah said, this mazik, you're only chayiv chatzi nezik. And how did the Gemara know that it's Niske Behemtoi? Maybe it's like a not Niske Behemtoi? and the parents said Hilchas Yechayev anyway, even though it's not Niskei Behem Toi. Come, because then it will be Knas, and Hilchas says to me, mind what, it's not Knas. And Hayyos that Rashi also learns like the Rif, that he reads the Gemara without a comma. Hilchas Gemiri lo de Memayno. So we follow the Rashi also that it's a Masik Mechudosh. The difference in Rashi and Ksuvas and Rashi and Daf Gimel and how that Hilchas runs. What's the script of the Hilchas? Rashi and Daf Ksuvas learns this. Hilchas says that this is a Masik Mechudosh that has Dinei Regel, and therefore it's Memayno because Dinei Regel includes Memayno. And Rashi then Daf Gimel says direct the Hilchas says that it's Regel, that the Hilchas says that it's Memayno. This Masik Mechudosh is Memayno. And why does it have Dinei Regel? Because it's Mekayach Regel Kasi. It has Dinei Regel, but it's not Regel. It's a Masik Mechudosh. It's a Masik Mechudosh. And that may be with Mishnah Kamen, Mishnah Basar, and so on. But that already, that fine print, maybe we'll leave more to, even though we talked about it already, I'm sure we'll revisit that when we actually get to the Mishnah Kamen, Mishnah Basar, Rashi. But really, in what we're talking about right now, both Rashis are on the side of the Rif. They both Rashis go that you need a Hilchasa that is Memayna. They differ in the fine, exactly how the Hilchasa runs. So is the Hilchasa to say it's Memayna and Regal that it has Dine Regal we figure out on our own, or is the Hilchasa say that it has Dine Regal and Memayla you understand that it's Memayna? Kach oi kach. But I need a Hilchasa that is Memayna. Why do I need a Hilchasa that is Memayna? It's just the Regal. Parents said, no, it's not Regal, it's a Masik and Chodesh. I Karech Gufa. Karech Gufa doesn't mean that it's Regal. Karech Gufa just means that it's Niskei Behem. And the Rosh holds, that's the Rosh's Kasha in the Rif. The Rosh says, what do you mean? It's Regal. That's the Gemara, and that's exactly the Rosh of the Shittos in Daf Yotes. The Rosh in Daf Yotes says that it was Pshitulei that Hilchas is Legroya. What does he mean, Pshitulei Hilchas is Legroya? Halachas have to be Legroya? He meant that it's Pshitulei that Halachas is not Mecharesh and Umazik. Well, if it's pshita, the halacha is not mecharish nu masik, then it's just regel. Then of course it's mammon because regel is mammon.
According to Rashi, then why couldn't tzoros be shein?
According to Rashi, which Rashi?
If Rashi holds like the Rif, it's just the chiddush of the halacha moshe mitzinai that it's niskei behamda. It's a new type of niskei behamda. Why can't?
Well, it's a masik mechudush. The Rif basically is saying it's a Masik Mechudosh, which I need a Hilchasa to tell me it's not Knas and it's Mamon. If it's a Masik Mechudosh,
why not when it resembles Shein? Should it not be?
Oh, so that depends on the Hilchasa. That depends. So Rashi in that's totally in the Tulu Shoyin, it's in Rashi later on. Rashi in Lishna Kama holds, that says in the Hilchasa that this Masik Mechudosh always has Dine Regal. I guess that's what it says in the Hilchasa. That's Rashi in Ksuvas. It says in the Hilchasa that this Masik Mechudosh always has Dine Regal. Rashi in Lishna Basur, Rashi in Daf Gimel says that doesn't say that in the Hilchasa. This Masik Mechudosh has Dinim or whatever it happens to look like at the time. It looks like Regal and it has Dine Regal. I mean, Chatzin has it with Dine Regal. It looks like Shane, it'll have Dine Shane. It looks like Karen, it'll have Dine Karen. Fine, it's a chameleon, but it's still a Masik Mechudosh. It's not the tzuris hamazik of regal. It's a mazik mechudish of tzuris. I might have thought that it's knas. I need a hilchus so that it's not knas. So I'll show you two nice things now with this mahalach. This Gemara Daf Mendal Amud Beis. Gemara is talking about a case. It's the top line of the Gemara. Three words. Vekati Tzerizim. The first three words are Mendal Amud Beis. The Kitzer, it says in that Gemara, the Gemara is talking about a case of a behemo that rubbed up against the wall, Lahana also was scratching itself against the wall, and it knocked the wall over, and it killed somebody on the other side. The wolf fell over and killed somebody. So the shaila is that the shor shibichayev kaifer. That's the nidin there anymore. That's the nidin of the sugar. The shibichayev kaifer, because if the shor kills somebody, so he's chayev, kaifer. So the gemara over there asks for hatsheres nino. Why is the shibichayev kaifer hatsheres? Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi, the first Rashi in Dalai Lama Beis. Look, Rashi, what's Rashi's Ninu? The parsha of Kaifer was said by Gufei Mamish. It wasn't said by Tzuris. So most of the parents that caused when we name the show kept pushing until it squashed the back. But Akapanim, it says in that Gemara that there's, Lachorit says in that Gemara that there's no chiyuv Kaifer by Tzuris. And Rashi says, because the Torah said Kiyuv, the Torah didn't say it about Kaifer, the Torah said it about Niske Gufa. It said the parsha of Kaifer by Niske Gufa. Haroi you hear the Rashi Shitosa. That Tzuris is a Mazik Mechudish. By Kaifer, it doesn't say that Mazik Mechudish. It says Kiyigach, but it doesn't say this Mazik Mechudish. According to the Rosh, that Kaifer Kagufa means that it's Mamish the Tzuris HaMazik of Regal. Like Kaifer Regal is Regal. It's just a halacha that's Megareya in the Tashlumen that it goes down after Chatzin Ezek. So why shouldn't it be Chiyuv Kaifer? It's Regal. Or whatever, it's Sheng, whatever particular Rav it is. That's what it is. It's Kiyigayf. The Torah said Kiyigayf. It is Kiyigayf. What's Kaifer is also Kiyigayf. So what's the Rosh going to do with that Gemara? The Rosh, the Rif. What are the Rosh and the Rif going to do with that Gemara? Because the Chaya, Renochem didn't say this whole Tejman that I'm saying today, but Renochem just made this point in Rashi. That you see from Rashi and that Gemara, the way Rashi learned that Gemara, that Shoyrus is a Mazik Mechudish. He says, that's the Pshat of Rashi. It's a Mazik Mechudish, but Kaifer doesn't say that Mazik Mechudish. Fine, that's very good. That's Rashi L'Shitosu. Rashi that's the Rashi L'Shitosu that you need a Hilchus of the Memonu because it's a Mazik Mechudish. That works out very well. Rashi L'Shitosu. The Shail is, but what about the Rif? What about the Rosh? What's the Rosh going to do with that Gemara? The Rosh is not a Mazik Mechudish. Kaichi Kaguf according to the Rosh means it's Mamish Regal. The Torah is Megarei and the Tashlum. So what do you do? It's a Kairish Gemara Lecha. The answer is that there's a Rishon Talmud or Ashba by Rosh. I don't think it's in the Kairos, but it's a there's a Rishon Talmud. A newly invented Rishon Talmud or Ashba by Rosh. I'm sure it's in. So you can download it from etc. So there, not in Dalai Lama's. How do they know? Why do they call him Talmud? I guess he quotes his Rebbe, the Rosh, and he quotes his Rebbe, the Rashba. So he went by that. So this Talmud HaRashba Varosh, there in Nachman Dalai Lama's, quotes in the name of the Rebbe, of his Rebbe, the Rosh, that the Gemara means that since it's Suras, it should be Chatzi Kefer. Rashi learned the Gemara. Why should he chayef kaifer at all? And this mazik mechudish of kaifer doesn't. By this mazik mechudish of tzuris, it doesn't say it by kaifer. It's a hilchas gemirila by this gay moment. Doesn't say it by kaifer. The Rosh Lashitosi kaifer kagufa is regal mamish. Kaifer is kagufa. So it's not a mazik mechudish. So then it should be chayef. So why shouldn't it be chayef kaifer? The Torah says it is chayef kaifer. But since it's a hilchas gemirila that kaifer yours is chatzit tashlumin. So the Gemara held that Hilchus Gemirula, the Kaifer, that Shoyrus is Chatzit Tashlumen, is true by Kaifer also. So why Chayef Kaifer Sholem? Should only be Chayef Chatzit Kaifer. Ramesh Gavala, the Rosh and Rashi L'Shitosa. And then I think the Rosh is L'Shitosa in another. The Rosh and the Rifa L'Shitosa is also another thing. What's the subject of the Rosh and Dafyot Tess? The Rosh is going on, there's a Gemara in Daf Yutessim and Aleph. The Gemara is a Shaila, you know, Sumchus doesn't hold from Tzuris. Sumchus holds Tzuris in Desik Shalom. The Gemara is a Shaila, what about Koyach Koyach according to Sumchus? Does Sumchus not hold from this halacha of Tzuris at all? Everything by him is Desik Shalom. And Koyach Koyach is also Desik Shalom. Maybe Sumchus holds that Koyach is Desik Shalom, but Koyach Koyach Sumchus agrees that there's Ilchus and that it's Chatzin Nezik. The Gemara is not; it doesn't resolve the shaila. It's a bayah of Rashi. So the Rif doesn't bring the Gemara. So the Rosh says, "Why didn't you bring the Gemara at L'chayra? Because it's only a shaila in Sumchus, and we don't pass in like Sumchus anyway. So why should the Rif bring it?" Says the Rosh, "No, but the Rif should have brought it because we could learn out a big thing from this Gemara. You see from the Gemara that was poshut to the Gemara that koyach koyach is not poter. Either it's nezek sholem if there's no special hilchasa, or it's chatzin nezek if there is a." A special hilchus of by Koyach Koyach. But yeah, Potter.
Because kaychai is at least kaychai that it's not less than kaychai. I mean, it may be less than kaychai in the hilchasa, but kaychai is not potter. It's kugufay. Says the Rosh, the Rif should have brought this Gemara, just that we should know the halacha according to the Rabbanan, that kaychai is still serious and it's not potter. And in fact, there's a Tyson Chabes who says that kaychai, he thinks that Ravashi's baya, according to the Tzad and Ravashi's baya, that according to Tzumchus, it's Chatzi Nezek, according to Rabbon, you'll be proper completely. But it needs to ask the world by itself, without some more to worry about in Dafya Tess. But Akkapanim, the Rosh is a time in the Rif. He should have brought this Gemara about Tzumchus, but the Gemara says that in Tzumchus, we're sure that you're not proper, according to Tzumchus. Either it's Nezek Shalem, if there's no special Hilchasa, or maybe there's a special Hilchasa that's Chatzi Nezek, but Potter you're not. So he should have brought that Gemara, just that we should see from there that Koyach Koyach is not potter. And we can apply that to ourselves also, that Koyach Koyach is not potter. At Kam the Rosh's Kash. So tied on the Rif, why was the Rif mashmed the Gemara? The Rosh asks on the Rif, why were you mashmed this Gemara? It's an important Gemara for people to know. I think the answer is that according to the Rif, there's taken no raya from that Gemara to Koyach Koyach Lidi Tan. Because what does it say in that Gemara? It says in that Gemara that absent any hilchasas, koich koich will be chayav nezek shalom. Same way koich is chayav nezek shalom, according to some place, koich koich would not be any less. If there's no hilchasas, then koich koich is nezek shalom. And if there's hilchasas, then it's chatzin nezek, because that's what the hilchasas says, chatzin nezek, and that's Ravashi Sofik and Sufis. But none of that is a raya lididan, what within the koich koich, why? Because since the Rif holds that Shoris is a mazik mechudish, that means that the Torah said that Sreiros is of regal is not regal. If it's a masik mechudosh, so it's niskei moment. If I quite click a goof, it's niskei behemta. So it's not a knas. It's niskei behemta. But it's not regal according to it. If it's a masik mechudosh, it might even have been knas. I need a hilchos of it. It's not knas. It's And the Hilchasa tells me that it's Niske Mot, that it's Niske Behemtoi, all Kohomer. But at the end of the day, Shreiros, according to the Rif, is a new Mazik. And even if it's, let's say, Hatalas Glolim, which looks like shame, no, it's a new Mazik, it's Shreiros. And even if it's Regal, it's Derech Yiluchai, but the Torah said, no, it's a new Mazik, it's Shreiros. Shreiros is a Mazik Mechudosh. So the Mazik Mechudosh of Shreiros is Mafkia, that Shreiros of Regal is not Regal. In the fact that the Torah gave it new halachas of Chatzin Ezek, the Rif learned that's a mazik mechudosh. The Torah was mechadosh, since the Torah said that Shreiros has new halachas of Chatzin Ezek. The Torah said that Shreiros is a mazik mechudosh. The Torah hadn't said it. Maybe we'd just be playing ordinary regal. I said, it's Niski Behemta, maybe we'll be regal. But our opponent, the Torah said it's not regal. The Rif learns the Hilchasah, that the Hilchasah, there's a new Hilchasah of Tzoris. So the Hilchasah of Tzoris is Mafkia, that Tzoris, point to Sumchus, the Moshe, point to Sumchus, Tzoris are regal, what avos it? That's a Shalom, what avos it belong to? There's no halacha Moshe Messina according to Sumchus, at least not by Kaiser. So what is Tzoris of regal according to Sumchus? Regal, not a Masik Mechudosh. According to Rabbanan, it's a Masik Mechudosh. Where did the Masik Mechudosh come from? Why is it Masik Mechudosh? Because that says in Tzoris. It says in Tzoris that it has new halachas, it's Chatzin Ezek, so the new Hilchas of Tzoris tells me that this is not regal. It's Mafkir that's not regal anymore. So according to the Rabbanon, it's a big, maybe, just like the Torah said in Hilchas, that Tzoris of regal is not regal, it's different dinim, and Tzoris of Shein is not Shein, it's a new Mazik, so maybe Tzoris of Tzoris and not Tzoris. Now the Torah is mechadish that Shreiros of Regal is not Regal, and that's a chiddush in the Hilchasah. Because without the Hilchasah, it would look like Sumchus. Shreiros of Regal, I will be Regal. But now there's a new, the Torah said a Hilchasah that Shreiros of Regal is not Regal, so being Shreiros, because that's different, Chatzin Ezek, being Shreiros is Mafkia from the Shem Regal. So Shreiros of Regal is Mufka from the Shem Regal. And Shreiros of Shein is Mufka from the Shem, from the Shem of Shein. So maybe Tzoros of Tzoros, that's Koyach Koyach, maybe Tzoros of Tzoros is also Mufka from being the Masik of Tzoros. And maybe Saka Potter. In Sumchus, there's no Hilchasa to begin with. I mean, if there is, then it's chatzin nezek koychoychoy. And if there's not, then there's no hilchos to begin with. If there's no hilchos to begin with, so koychoy is like gufay, and koychoychoy is like gufay, and everything is regal, and everything is shame. So of course, there's no tzad of potter. Well, why would you be potter? But the Rif doesn't bring that Gemara, because that Gemara doesn't shed any light with the Dan. We hold that Tzoros is a Masik Mechudish. One Tzoros is a Masik Mechudish. So then it looks totally different, then all bets are off. You can't extrapolate from Sumchus what he holds by Kayach Kayach to what the Rabbanu would hold by Kayach Kayach. So what did the Rabbanu hold by Kayach Kayach? Who knows? Maybe it's Hakapotter. Maybe it's not Potter. I don't know. But from the Gemara of Sumchus, you can't bring anything. So the middle of the Rif is Mat doesn't bring that Gemara. That Gemara is not relevant with the Dan. The Rosh Lashitosi holds that Tzoros is regal. That's a lens koychik kagufa. It's not a masik mechudish. It's just plain ordinary regal. It's just a grace in the tashlumin. So according to him, what's the shayla of koych koych? That maybe koych koych. I knew shayla. You know, maybe koych koych is not is koych is regal. Maybe koych koych is not regal. So why? According to Sukhas is still regal. So why shouldn't we still be regal according to the rabbanu? So vayt if the rush and the risk of very gavul. It's very gishmak. The riff l'shitosai. The rush was asking in the riff, why are you mashed with the gemara of koych koych? The Rif L'Shitosei had good reason to be mashmid the Gemara of Kayach Kayachay, and the Rosh L'Shitosei has a problem with the Rif. I'll just add one little icing on the cake, and then we'll start. By the sugif egla meshech is the klarin. But it's relevant to what we're talking about right now. By the sugif egla, so the Gemara says, rova egla meshech is bekarin aslash minon, whatever, we'll talk about egla meshech is bekarin in a minute, but I just want to show you something. The maskana of the Gemara is that rova told, when rova said, kol shev zav tomei, ben zokim mechai, mashal nezik shalom, and kol shev zav tor, ben zokim mechai, mashal mechatsin nezik, Gemara asks, "Rava Tzoros Asul Hashmina?" And the Gemara answers, "He was coming to tell me the chiddush of Egla Meshechas Bekarin, that if a behema pulls a wagon and it breaks kalim, that's not called Tzoros; it's called Niskei Guf. Fine, whatever the lumdus is." So Rashi says, "Rashi Dibra Maskel Egla Meshechas Bekarin." So he says it's Havli Kiguf and so on. So Rashi says towards the end of that Rashi, Egla Meshechas Bekarin. So Rashi says, first he says, Egel Meshech is Bekorin, the Chiddush of Rabbah is, it's Nizki Gufa, and it's not Tzoros. Then Rashi adds, Vim hit is Tzoros mitachas HaKorin, but if the wagon was Matis Tzoros, so that's the Bezav Tor, so that's Tzoros. It's Mashman Rashi that's part of the Chiddush of Rabbah. Rabbah was a Mechabish to me, that Egel Meshech is Bekorin, that's Kol She Bezav Tomei, that's Nezik Sholem. But if the Koran, Rashi didn't have to say the second part. Rashi has a second part. The Kilu Rav is also telling me, Kol Shabazav Tomei, that's Egla Meshechis Bekoran, that Nizokin and Chayav Nezek Shalom, it's a Chiddush. That when the Behemoth pulls the Koran, it's called Niske Guf. But Rashi is mashma that the other half of Rav, the Kol Shabazav Tor, Benizokin Mechayav Mechshalom Chatzin Nezek, which is the Din of Tzoros, is also talking specifically about the case of Egla Meshechis Bekorin. Kilo, there also, it's tied into the Chiddush of Egla Meshechis Bekorin. The Chiddush of Egla Meshechis Bekorin has two sides. There's a Chiddush that Egla Meshechis Bekorin, and it breaks a Kli, is Nesek Sholem, it's called Niskei Gufa. And then it's another half of Rava's Chiddush, the other side of Rava's Chiddush, Kol Shem Nizokin Tor, that if the Korin is Matis Tzoros, then that's already called Tzoros and it's Potter. So the Dayan Avramsky and the Chazon Yecheskel, he asks, that second part, why is that a Chiddush? Of course, if the wagon is Matis Tzoros, it's Tzoros. Even if the behem itself would be Matis Tzoros, it would be Tzoros. So why do you have to tell me if the Koran was Matis Tzoros? Rava's telling me if the Koran breaks a Kli, that's Nizkei Gufa. And if the Koran is Matis Tzoros, then that's Tzoros. Of course it's Tzoros. The behemoth could be Matis Tzoros and it would still be Tzoros. So of course, if the wagon is Matis Tzoros, it's Tzoros. Like the Egla Meshechis Bekorin L'Chayra, if not for the Rashi, I would have said the Egla Meshechis Bekorin case. That's to explain the first half of Rav. What's the chiddush of Kol She Behemoth Tomei V'Nizokin V'Chayev Nezek Sholem? Of course, that's Niskei Gufa. So he's now expanding Niskei Gufa to include the wagon. The wagon is also called Niskei Gufa. But when it comes to the second half of Rav's statement, that whatever is not Niskei Gufa by Zav is Tzoros,
So there you don't have to come out. The Egel HaMashiach is begun. Tzoris is Tzoris. That's not even, I mean, that's Taka Tzoris. There's no special Chiddush in that. I mean, probably Rava's L'chayr with that Rashi would say, that's not even a Chiddush. Well, of course. If the Zav is Matas Tzoris, it's Tzoris. It's not Tomei, and it's Tzoris. I don't need the Koran to be Matas Tzoris. I don't need to plug the case of Koran. One, two steps. L'chayr, the second half of Rava's name, it's also altogether, is Taka Nara Chiddush. And Egel HaMashiach is becoming also Lashmin, and is the Tzad Achil of Nezek Shalom, and on the Tzad of Chatzin Nezek, maybe Rabbi doesn't really have a Chiddush. He's just finishing the thought. Egel HaMashiach is becoming is Nizkei Gufa. That's Rabbi's Chiddush, and anything less is Tzoris. But Rashi's Mashma, let's just find out that we can learn the Gemara that way. The main Chiddush is the Tzad Achil, the Nezek Shalom Tzad. But Rashi's mashma that when the Gemara asked that what's the chiddush, that's the Nitzaris, and the Gemara answered Egel HaMashiach is Bekorin. The answer of Egel HaMashiach is Bekorin also Lashminon is an answer is giving me a chiddush in both sides of Rava. That if the Korin itself breaks the Keli, that's called Nizkei Gufa, and that's the chiddush of the first half of Rava. And that if the Korin is Matis Tzoris, that's called Tzoris, and that's the chiddush of the second half of Rava. That's Tamua, because why is that a chiddush? Of course, what do you think if the Kohen is Matas Tzoris? What should it be? What should it be Nezek Sholem? Even if the Behem was Matas Tzoris, it wouldn't be Nezek Sholem. Tzoris also Lashmino. Sedai Ravamki said that it's Mashma that Rashi held that Koyach Koycha is Potter. And therefore, if the Kohen would not be called Gufa, then the Kohen would be Nezek Sholem and the Tzoris of the Kohen would be Potter. And therefore, Rava's chiddush of Egel HaMashiach is Bekorin, that it's called that the Korin is called Gufa, it informs both halves of Rava's statement. Rava's mechadish that the Korin is called Gufa, and therefore, if the Korin breaks something itself, that's called that's Nezek Sholem, and Mimela the Tzuris and the Nitozim Mitachas HaKorin are Chatzin Nezek because that's Tzuris of Gufa, and that's both Rava's chiddush that the Korin is Gufa affects. What it affects both sides of Rava's statement. Rava's mechadish, kol shem nizokin tomei, kol shem zav tomei, nizokin mechayev mishalom nezek sholem, meaning, if the Koran breaks something, since by a zav it's tomei, by nizokin that's called nizkei gufa, it's nezek sholem. And furthermore, since the Koran is nizkei gufa, so therefore, what the Koran is matis is only going to be chatzi, is only going to be chatzi nezek. That's all part of Rava's chiddush. It's a very beautiful reading of Rashi. I don't know if it's 100% muchuch, he could say Rashi just meant, Rashi just finished off the case, he didn't really mean anything by it. But the way Dainer Ramsky reads the Rashi, it's very gishmak. But the Egel HaMashiach is Bekorin, it's a chiddush in both cases. It's a chiddush in Nezek Sholem, and it's a chiddush in Chatzin Nezek. It's a chiddush in Nezek Sholem that the Korin is Nizkei Gufa, and it's a chiddush in Tzoris that the Tzoris of the Korin are Tzoris, and not Tzoris of Tzoris. Which means that Rashi holds that Tzoris of Tzoris are potter, not like the Rosh. So that's also very geshmak in the scheme of things. Rashi l'shitosu. I think more on your test said in Sumchus that Tzoris is a Varachayev. Of course, in Sumchus Tzoris is a Varachayev because Sumchus doesn't think that Tzoris is a masik mechudosh. So why should Koyach Koyche be anything less than Koyche? But in Rabbanon that Tzoris is a masik mechudosh. Rashi in the Gimel and Rashi in Ksuvah, Rashi goes with the Rif. Tzoris is a Masik Mechudosh. If Tzoris is a Masik Mechudosh that's Mafkia from Shane and from Karen and from other things, it's a Masik Mechudosh. So just like I said before, so just like Tzoris is Tzoris of Shane, since it's Tzoris is Mafkia that is not Shane, so Tzoris is Tzoris, not Tzoris. It's Hakapot. So that also stems very well. But the Rif, the Rif and Rashi, we have indications both in the Rif and Rashi that they really hold the Koyo Koyo is Pot. In Rashi's Mamash Mashma, it's Mashma Koyach Koyach is Potter. The Rif doesn't say anything fairish, but it's certainly Mashma. It's not like Sum, because it might be Potter. It works very well. Mamash very Gishmak. And the Rosh Tashitosa holds that a regal is not a Masik Mechudosh, and not a Masik Mechudosh. It's a regal. That's what the Rif said in the base. That's what the Rosh rather said in the base. That's his Kashan Rif. It's a regal. Because that's how he learns Koyach, that's how he learns Koyach Kibutla. Tzoris is a regular. It has a tzoris and masik of regal. It's just that pshitulay to the Gemara that the hilchas is coming legray and the tashlum in a regal. Rosh Hashitosi thinks, well, if according to sumchas koyach koyach is kigul for why should be any differently done? Okay, fine. That's this. That's a wrap on this. Do I want to start this to give? I mean, we started yesterday. Do I want to talk about? Well, I think it's really hot. Okay, we'll stop at this, and most of this is already up in the notes. If you want to go over to the notes, most of this is already up. Okay.
Why didn't
Yeah.